ghost of a Nelson Mandela coming to you from beyond the grave to bring you Nelson Mandela's Ghostly Podcastings.
It's an 80-foot spider. Let me describe it to you. It has 8 legs, and it's 80 feet tall.
You must defeat it.
Can't we try talking to it?
You can try if you like.
Spider, my name is a... Jesus, he almost took my head off. He's got quite a temper.
You're going to have to kill him.
Oh, I like spiders. They catch flies.
Quickly, watch out for his web.
Don't shoot your web at me, you pervert. That's it, spider. I've had enough of your shenanigans. Let me just put my podcasting gear down. Now you will taste the edge of my scimitar. Hello, my friends. It's me, Nelson Mandela. For those of you that don't have a clue what you've stumbled onto, my name is Nelson Mandela, and I've just fought and killed an 80-foot spider in the center of the labyrinth, in the city of the dead. In the ghostly afterlife, in an attempt to gain entrance to the Citadel, in order to rescue several captured revolutionaries who are currently being held captive by the Donkey King. I was betrayed by my father, who has retreated to the Citadel after hiding a group of assassins to murder me and steal the haunted whistle, which allegedly is the key to the Citadel's secret entrance.
That's quite the exposition.
Well, it seems that people rarely start with episode one. So for those of you new to the podcastings, welcome. I need to sit down.
That looked very exhausting.
Believe me, it was. Thank you for helping me to defeat it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, how do we get to the Citadel? In fact, where the hell is it? Listeners, we're in an enormous clearing, but there's no sign of this palatial citadel anywhere.
Oh, it's not here, as such.
What the hell does that mean?
The citadel is both here and not here.
Magpie, I have little patience for your nonsense.
Look there!
Look where?
There, the crack.
You must be joking.
No, I'm quite serious.
Listeners, I apologize. After defeating the spider, it has fallen in such a position as that from my current position sat on the floor, I am facing the spider's bottom. The magpie has indicated, with the point of his wing, that the entrance to the citadel is through the spider's bumhole.
Oh, heavens, no! Why on earth would you think that? Look behind the spider!
Oh, the crack in the earth!
Yes, we must descend into the crater!
Well, that is certainly preferable to crawling through that spider's hairy bumhole.
I don't understand why you would think I meant that.
You pointed to it. Look at it, winking at us. Come on, Magpie, let's get a move on.
You must be careful. Climb down slowly. Watch your step.
Oh my, listeners, the pit I've just climbed down to looks to have been a holding pen for the spider.
The guardian has lived here for millennia.
1,000 years?
Oh no, much longer.
That's how long a millennia is.
1,000 years?
Yes.
Then it's been here much longer. You are the first person to disturb it from its slumber.
I did no such thing. I did nothing to provoke that beast.
It must have heard your footsteps from above it as it slept.
Still, that was hardly cause to attack me.
It must have been very hungry after its long sleep.
Well, it's dead now. What next?
There!
Why is there a big pentagram on the floor?
It's the doorway!
To the citadel?
Come, stand in the center.
Okay. What now?
Now you must speak the words.
What words? Damn it, Magpie, there's always something else with you. Some trial you omit from the initial offering of a detail.
Calm down, I have them written down.
Written down where?
Look, on my foot.
A homing pigeon message tube? Why do you have one of those?
For this very reason.
Okay, hold still. This parchment is old.
As old as the citadel itself.
Huh? That's strange.
What is?
Why is it written in German?
Read it.
Okay, my German is a little rusty. Here goes. Alte Leute, Herre meine Schmetter, und bring mich in die Citadelle, damit ich den Eselkönig besiegen kann. Magpie, what's happening?
The vortex is opening!
The vortex? Opening. Hello, my friends. It's me, Nelson Mandela. I just want to take a quick moment to thank anyone and everyone who is listening to me now. I am truly humbled by the knowledge that people all over the world of the living have found my podcastings and are listening to my adventures beyond the grave. For those of you able to, please rate and review my podcastings on Apple Podcasts, as it really does help the podcast to reach more listeners. Also, join me on Facebook. Check out my page and give it a like. You'll find a link in the episode notes. Finally, while I have your attention, when you're laying in bed tonight, replaying the events of the day, should you find yourself questioning your actions, your decisions, wondering if you could have done better, been better, just remember that you did your best. You only get one life, my friends. Don't spend it in regret. Now, where did I put that hummus? Magpie!
Yes?
How long does this go on for? It's getting pretty boring.
I don't know for sure. However, the vortex will eventually spit us out at the main entrance to the Citadel.
The main entrance? Damn it, Magpie, you've doomed us both.
Oh, pipe down! Why do you think I asked you to bring the whistle?
The whistle? Aha! Okay, what do I do with it?
You play it!
Okay. Disgusting! Oh God, a floater!
Quickly, close your mouth!
Oh God, that was disgusting! Why the hell did we end up here?
Don't blame me! I didn't cast the spell on the whistle! I'm just the messenger! What?
Forgive me for being suspicious. But how exactly did you come by all of this knowledge?
Because magpies make excellent spies.
So you were spying on me.
I was sent to help you.
By whom?
A friend.
You know, I've had it up to here with all this bloody mystery.
You will know when it is time for you to know. Until then, please trust me.
Fine. I'll trust you for now. But no more funny business.
Very well. Come, the sewers will lead us into the Citadel. Tonight is a very special night. The Donkey King is hosting a party for the Lords of the Dead.
The Lords of the Dead?
Indeed.
Who are they?
Imagine the most depraved human beings that the world has ever known. Men that lusted after wealth and power. They have found it in the service of the Donkey King.
They sound despicable.
Oh, if you can think of an evil dictator or an oligarch, chances are they have a lordship. We'll have to sneak our way inside.
That's the plan. You know, This reminds me of the time I infiltrated a party in France, filled with high-ranking Nazis.
A Nazi party?
Yes. It was 1941, and I was 23 years old. I had just fled from an arranged marriage, and while en route to Johannesburg, I found myself stowed away in a shipping container bound for Western Europe. We came to port in Santander. The local police were quick to find me, hiding inside the cargo container. And Spanish police are very quick to use the baton, let me tell you.
Un politon!
I was taken for questioning and held in one of the harbor warehouses, waiting to be interrogated by the Santander chief of police, the notoriously shrewd Captain Diego Gonzalez. Luckily, I had bribed a young police officer with the engagement ring I had taken when fleeing from my arranged marriage, and he agreed to loosen my handcuffs just enough to allow me to slip my wrists through. Which of course I did, when the time came. It was Saturday, 15th of February, 1941, and I watched the sun set on the water through a dirty window in the harbor building. As I sat, handcuffed to a wooden chair, I was accompanied by two police officers, one who stood furiously masturbating in the corner of the room, the other yawning sleepily as he twirled his mustache in his fingers.
Por favor. Sí, por favor. Por favor. Mamacita, por favor. Vámonos. Sí. Papi, vámonos. Sí. Vámonos, papi.
¡El hablo español!
I saw my chance and slipped out of my handcuffs, took a firm grip on the wooden chair, and in a single movement, stood up and threw it at the yawning policeman. The masturbating policeman stopped suddenly, his eyes filled with utter shock, as if he suddenly realized what he'd been doing for the last 20 minutes. I seized the moment and threw a tuber at him, which had been conveniently placed, leaning precariously against the wall. The policeman ducked, and the tuber smashed a lantern behind him, engulfing the room in flames. The police officer quickly pulled up his trousers as the flames danced across his naked crotch, and I disappeared into the shadows, like a thief into the night. The theft, my freedom.
You were telling a story about the Nazis.
I'm getting to it, you impatient bird. I made my way across the burning city and escaped Santander, much the same as I had escaped my village. I used what little local knowledge I had to blend in with my surroundings, to become a grey man. And after several weeks, I had made my way through Spain and headed across the border into France. Once I had arrived in France, I had to be doubly careful. Nazi checkpoints filled the countryside, and after days of travel, tired and hungry, I eventually stopped at a quiet little bistro in the village of Bure. It was there I met Lieutenant Roland Fitzgerald Potts, a spy on a mission for British intelligence. The poor old boy's cover had been blown, and just as I approached the bistro, I saw him fleeing into an adjoining alley.
Halt! Achtung!
Wo ist der Hinschwarze?
Er ist diesen Weg gegangen. I approached the man as he lay bleeding to death in the alley. Hello. Are you okay?
Looks like I'm about to give it up, old boy.
Bloody Nora. I knelt beside him and attempted to nurse his wound, but we both knew that he was not long for the world of the living.
Thank you for helping me.
Oh, it's no problem, sir.
I wonder, do you think you might be able to help me with one more tiny thing?
For a moment, I pondered what he could possibly want as I crouched over him in the alley. Go on, I said.
I'm on a top secret mission, old boy.
He pulled a map from his jacket.
The Jerrys. They're having some sort of shindig at the chateau. Here. My mission is to infiltrate the chateau and learn whatever I can about their plans to invade England.
I'm not sure I...
Do it for me, old boy. Yes?
I thought for a moment. I looked down at the lieutenant, but he was dead.
What happened next?
I followed the instructions on the map and met up with a local tailor who was a member of the French Resistance. He provided me with a sharp new suit and counterfeit credentials so that I could masquerade as a kitchen porter at the ball in the chateau.
Did you make it inside?
I did indeed. And after some impressive espionage, if I do say so myself, I was able to escape with the secret plans through the sewer systems.
What plans were they?
Well, it turns out that all they were planning was a surprise birthday party for the Führer.
Oh, that's rather anticlimactic.
And no doubt, anti-Semitic too. British High Command were furious, and I was secretly deported back to South Africa almost a year after I had left. I made my way to Johannesburg and put the whole experience behind me.
It seems like you had quite the adventure.
Well, it was certainly preferable to that dreadful arranged marriage. Look, the grate's up ahead. Let me just prise it open. Oh, my.
Quickly, climb in.
Okay.
This will lead us to the toilets in the servants' quarters.
Magpie, you certainly know your way around this place.
I do.
How?
Because this is not the first time we've been here, you and I.
What?
Shh, there's people up ahead.
What do you mean this isn't the first time?
Not now. I'll explain later. Now, shh. It's safe. Open the grate. Now quickly, the servants' quarters are up ahead. We can get you a disguise, and then we can join the guests in the main hall.
Magpie, I need to know what you meant by...
I told you, I'll explain later. Now is not the time for idle conversation, my friend.
Very well. But after this is over, we will have words, you and I.
Yes, we will. Here, turn left. Take one of those tuxedos. You can disguise yourself as a servant.
And what about you?
What about me?
I doubt that many servants go about their business with a magpie perched on their shoulder. We'll need to disguise you too.
I'm open to suggestions.
There. One of the servants was kind enough to leave their dinner here.
Where are you going with this?
I'll just move this salad bar here, and move these potatoes here. Quickly, lie down on the plate.
What?
Lie down on the plate, magpie.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
There, and I'll just place this here. Voila, magpie à l'orange.
This is dangerous. What if someone tries to eat me?
Oh, don't be foolish. I'm not going to serve you to anyone.
But...
Magpie, I won't let anything happen to you. Now lie still while I change. There. Looking pretty sharp, if I do say so myself. What do you think, Magpie?
Very handsome. Not at all like a penguin.
Ooh, thank you. Right, let's do this.
The corridor up ahead will lead to a stairwell that will take us up to the kitchens.
Where do we go from there?
The prison is on the other side of the citadel. We'll have to go through the main hall to get there.
We have to go through the main hall?
Yes, we'll need to be quick.
What if someone recognizes me? I'm a wanted man. I need to find a mask of some sorts.
It's not a masquerade. If you cover your face, you'll be even more conspicuous.
Good point. I'll just have to keep my head down and avoid making eye contact.
Here's the stairwell.
Are you ready?
The door to the main hall is on the other side of the kitchen. From there, you'll need to cross the main hall and exit on the far side.
Right.
Walk through with purpose, and hopefully we won't be stopped.
And if we are?
Then I'll peck out some eyes.
Then let us hope it does not come to that.
Hey, you. Where are you going with that magpie à l'orange?
Table 6.
Table 6, sir.
Sorry, sir.
Well, don't just stand there. Take it as a customer.
Yes, sir. That was close.
Too close.
Oh, my.
Don't stop.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Pardon me. Coming through. Huh? Oh, no.
Hello, Jorge Sasa.
Father!
We've been expecting you.
Magpie, you've led me into a trap.
I'm sorry.
I told you not to trust anyone.
You bastard.
I think it's time for you. To meet the Donkey King.